Now, have you actually ever played in an organized league, like a Ultimate Frisbee League?
Yeah, I organize leagues.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I organize leagues and I've represented Canada at Worlds and played like against the Japanese teams and stuff like that. So.
Wow, you've played internationally.
Yeah.
Whoa,
Yeah.
that's impressive. Didn't know that about you.
Yeah,
You're a world-class athlete.
one time only.
Still.
Yeah. No, but it was really, actually it was a meltdown tournament for us. It was the World Ultimates in Hawaii, actually, maybe 4 years ago, and it was a real bad kind of tournament for my team. And the team I played on was Vancouver Prime, women's team out of Vancouver, which is kind of known as the strongest, well, was known as the strongest women's team in Canada and kind of top four in North America. And team's done now. They've kind of grown into a new team in the city. But Canadian Ultimate's very strong. Canadian and American Ultimate players, kind of more the kind of the Northwest region, very strong players. And yeah, it's really fun.
Well, I'd like to play sometime.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, where's your frisbee?
Right there. That's actually the one on top is a frisbee golf frisbee, which is different from an ultimate frisbee. The bigger one is the one that you use when you play ultimate frisbee. It's 175 grams. And the frisbee golf disc is similar to playing ball golf. You've got drivers and putters and everything else. And those golf discs are smaller and the rims are different. So they have different weights. They fly differently. You release them differently. They take different angles, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's
So it
cool.
gets really technical and incredibly dorky.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no worries.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。